honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
There are so many things I love about doing Naturally Savvy. And Andrea, one of them is that I learn about things that I didn't know about. For example, have you ever heard of methylfolates?
I have not.
Well, we are lucky because we're going to hear all about them from the wonderful Dr. Tammy, who joins us now. Hi, Dr. Tammy.
Hi.
It's so nice to have you on the program. Okay, so what are methylfolates?
What is methylfolate? It is basically a form of a B vitamin called folate, and most people know it is in the form of folic acid. The problem with folic acid is the body, and about 60% of Caucasians have a genetic defect where they can't metabolize their folate or folic acid, can accumulate as something called homocysteine. And a lot of people know that homocysteine can accumulate as a toxic byproduct that can increase your risk of cardiovascular disease and all sorts of other problems, inflammation. So folic acid itself is not the safest form to take if you're not able to metabolize. So methylfolate is the form of folate that our body can recognize and is basically already metabolized. It's kind of like ABC gum, you know, already been chewed gum, I call it. It's kind of already metabolized folate, basically. So it's very important that you specifically look for methylfolate.
Well, you know, Dr. Tammy, it's interesting, and I'm sure you out there can relate. I always hear about folic acid only when it comes to pregnancy. Andrea, is that when you usually hear about making sure to take your folic acid?
Well, definitely when it comes to pregnancy, but and I would love you, Dr. Tammy, to tell us about the importance of B vitamins, because I know for myself, when I don't take my B vitamins, I'm a mess. You know, I don't feel good. I'm tired. I can tend to, you know, be a little bit on the, not get depressed, but just not be as up and go happy-go-lucky as I normally am. So if you could tell us a little about the importance of B vitamins, that would be terrific.
Certainly. B vitamins are so important because they're cofactors in it. DNA process where our cells breathe, the cellular respiration. We make ATP, which is cellular energy. All of that happens at that cellular level, and the B vitamins are so essential in that. So if you don't have that, you don't have good cellular energy, then you're not going to have energy for the rest of the system as well. So, you know, the B12 is very important to get that, but the other B vitamins are also very important to get as well. And when you think about metabolism, basically, you know, I'm a weight loss and wellness specialist, and I specialize in bioidentical hormones. Hormones have to be metabolized as well to be able to work in the DNA. So it's that whole methylation or metabolism process that is so vital. So when all that's not working, you're going to be tired, you're going to be sluggish, your hormones don't work as well. And there are also hormones that can build up in toxic amounts, and there are what we call bad estrogens. We divide that out into the different E1, E2, and E3, but the bad estrogens can't be cleared effectively if you don't have adequate amounts of the B vitamins on board. So very, very important. Some people can't absorb their B12 very well through the gut, so they have to take it parenterally or through IM or an injection or something like that. So even people who think, well, I take B vitamins and that doesn't help me, some people can't absorb very well. We call that a condition called pernicious anemia. So all of those B vitamins are very essential to metabolism and feeling alive and alert.
You know, you mentioned something interesting. I did, years ago, I had met a person who was told me that they were getting injections for B vitamins. Uh-huh. Now, is it, when they do get injections, is that just because they're getting a larger dose? Or like you said, you know, their body can metabolize it better, but it would also be the amount that they're injecting that's a lot larger than, let's say, from taking a supplement, right?
Well, it depends, because you can get larger amounts in supplement. But the problem is the part of the intestine where we absorb our B12, like I say, some people have an autoimmune condition where those particular cells aren't functioning properly and they can't absorb it all. But there are several medications and other things that can block that absorption as well. So you really have to have a healthy gut, specifically at that site in the intestine where you absorb those B vitamins. So when you take it as an injectable, it goes straight into the bloodstream, so you're getting immediate benefit. Absorption's not really an issue there. But you can get levels up pretty quickly by giving kind of what we call mega doses or higher doses over a short period of time. So it's kind of twofold the way, you know, the injections work. It used to be sort of very common for elderly people to go get B12 injections. And, you know, we've kind of moved away from that, saying that sort of placebo effect, but there really is something to that, and we're moving a little bit more towards that. A lot of weight loss programs are using B12 or B-complex injections.
Well, I guess it's important to note as well that B vitamins are water soluble. So, you know, they don't really accumulate in your body, and when we pee it out, correct?
Right. So you can't get too much, can't really get toxic on it. So one issue is that a lot of preparations of B12 are called cyanocobalamin, and that cyano component actually breaks down into cyanide. So if your liver's not healthy, or you know, you haven't done, you know, taken good care of your liver for whatever reason, you may not be able to clear all those little trace amounts of cyanide. So there's a specific form, like we have the methyl folate, we have a specific form of B12 called methyl B12, and you can do that injection or oral form, and it doesn't have that, you know, cyanide thing on it. And the reason they use that cyano is because it, as a preservative, is much cheaper and the shelf life lasts much longer. So as a savvy consumer, you know, you really want to be aware of those things, that just taking regular B12 may not be in your best interest. And again, taking folic acid may not be in your best interest, because if you're one of those people with a genetic defect that can't really metabolize it well, then you're going to accumulate as homocysteine, and too much homocysteine can be very dangerous. It's kind of interesting.
What's the best way to get these? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay. I was just going to say, you mentioned pregnancy. So just a little point aside there, too. People think they're taking folic acid to prevent things like spina bifida, but what happens is they're taking higher amounts of folic acid and accumulating as homocysteine. So, you know, you're increasing your risk of cardiovascular disease, even with pregnant women, you know, clots in the legs and, you know, pulmonary emboli and things like that, if they have that genetic defect and can't process folic acid. And that can be dangerous for the uterus, the placenta, for the child as well. So, I mean, you know, you hear about babies being born before they're even born. They've had strokes or things like that. So, you know, you're trying to prevent spina bifida, but you're causing other problems too. And you're really, if you're taking folic acid and they can't metabolize it, it's not going to help prevent spina bifida either. So it's really just having a good knowledge of the difference between folate and folic acid.
Now, what's the best way to get the methylfolate in your food?
Well, there are several different oral forms that you can get. There are some patented, trademarked different forms, but through food, mostly that's through like cruciferous vegetables, green leafy vegetables, that sort of thing is your best form of folate.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's really important.
Yeah, so that's
Dr.
why
Tammy,
I love
do you
juicing.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to say, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was just going to ask you, are you doing
Yeah, because you can get a great amount of folate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's important to, you know, that, and Lisa, that was a great question, because I think a lot of people think, you know, we get our vitamins, our B vitamins through supplements, but it is important. We can get certain amounts. Now, would you say, Dr. Tammy, that we can get enough B vitamins from the food that we're eating, or do we really need to supplement?
You know, I'm sort of in that camp that you probably need a supplement, because who really has time to get all that? And I, you know, my fast-paced day, I try to, you know, get a protein shake in here or there, you know, just to kind of fill, you know, my needs for the day. So, you know, eating 5 to 6 vegetables a day is going to be really hard to get that in. So, you know, supplementing, as long as you're supplementing safe and knowing the difference between folic acid and folate, that sort of thing, supplementing safe, supplementing in adequate amounts is great. And usually about 1,000 micrograms of methylfolate is about the ticket.
And you answered my next question, which was how much should we be taking? So thank you.
Yeah,
you're reading my mind today.
You're so welcome.
Well, thank you for being on this show. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today, but please come back again. You're great information.
Oh, I'd love to. Thanks so much. Love to help educate people a little bit more about this stuff.
Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.